You're listening to SBS News.
It's the end of a harrowing chapter for Christchurch and for all New Zealand. The community so deeply wounded by an unthinkable act of hate and violence is now defiant. Jamal Fuda is the imam who was delivering Friday prayers at the Al Noor Mosque when it was attacked on March 15th last year. Outside court, he said justice has now been served.
The legal procedures for this heinous crime has been done.
The man who sought to destroy their lives will never, ever be freed. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she is relieved the gunman will never see the light of day.
But today, I hope, is the last where we have any cause to hear or utter the name of the terrorist behind it. His deserves to be a lifetime of complete and utter silence.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said in Parliament he hoped today would be another day of healing for New Zealand.
The world must never see from of him or hear from him ever again. All Australians were and remain horrified and devastated by his despicable terrorist act.
High Court Justice Cameron Mander told Brendan Tarrant his actions were callous, wicked, racist and inhumane.
A 2-year-old boy was shot and a 4-year-old girl was another of your victims, as were the elderly. Wounded people who were incapacitated and unable to escape were dispatched by you in cold blood, often at point-blank range. You shot people in the back and ignored the pleas of the wounded to be spared.
One by one, the judge read out the names of each of the 51 victims, describing the profound impact their deaths have had on their loved ones. Mothers widowed, sons and daughters who will never meet their fathers, parents who had to bury their children. The gunman offered no comment or explanation of his crimes, and standby counsel Philip Hall instead made this brief remark on his behalf.
That Mr. Tarrant does not oppose the application that he should be sentenced to life imprisonment without parole.
The judge also read out the names of those who survived, many of whom were present in the gallery. Their lives, he said, were forever altered. Some may never walk again, while many still have bullet shrapnel in their bodies causing agonising pain. But for most, the mental injuries are the most debilitating. The court heard the 29-year-old Australian said at the time of the attacks he was in a poisoned emotional state and terribly unhappy. He said he felt ostracised and that he wanted to damage society as an act of revenge. He also claimed to have abandoned his white supremacist views. Pushing for life without parole, Crown Prosecutor Mark Zarife argued that psychologists had questioned the reliability of his changing motives.
The fact that he was not only radicalised in his views over a period of some years, but had the ability and the commitment to carry out such horrendous offending is highly relevant to the need for public protection.
The judge noted that no matter how appalling the crime, the potential for rehabilitation must always be considered. But on that, he said, I remain unmoved. John Baldock, SBS News.